what's prompted you to want to help?
I think it's that the same thing that we're all going through at the moment, watching these news stories, and listening to the radio is just shocking to see what's going on. And I heard through a friend of my wife, who runs a she's Polish, a Polish lady. She runs a nanny agency in London, and she was liaising with Ukraine House in Holland Park, and a couple of other venues in London. They've been inundated with stuff. So she is taking a lorry load of stuff from Newmarket. And at the moment, the plan is for us to do a pickup from Great Bowden at 7 o'clock until 7:30 tonight, and then again tomorrow night, and then another pickup tonight at between 8 and 8:30 at Hazel Beach Parish Church, and then again tomorrow. And depending on how much stuff we get, it may be that we end up hiring our own lorry and heading out there ourselves, either in convoy with this lady and her company. And I should say, a lot of people have been asking whether or not we're crossing the border, because they've heard stories that things aren't getting across the border. And I should be, just to be absolutely clear, we're either going to head to Poland, to the border there, so that this stuff is going directly to refugees who've managed to cross the border already, or as a backup plan, we'll head to Hungary. Just depends on where the most need is.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing. And there's obviously quite specific items that you need to be donated.
Yes. So I initially sent the message out about 36 hours ago. And on that initial message, we asked for sort of camping kits, sleeping bags, phone, battery power packs was a big one. I think there's still a need for that, obviously. But we've been sent an updated list, which is much more specific to baby kit, food, nappies, and obviously that kind of kit, there will be an ongoing need for that. So we'll either, and that's why it's just, we're just gauging whether or not we go in convoy with this other company, or if we have enough donations, we'll pack it up in our storage facility and potentially go to ourselves to Hungary, or at a later date to Poland. You know, what we don't want to do is create a problem there. So it's amazing that the response we've had, and obviously the British people, as many European countries, are responding brilliantly. But it may be that we sort of wait and go in a second wave, so that there's a steady supply of stuff over the next week or two. Lots of people have been asking if we need any volunteer help, and that may well be something that we do need. But for now, if everyone can just take a look at the list that has been sent out this morning, as I say, mainly based around supplies for babies.
Sure.
And if they can have a dig around and donate anything that they can, that would be fantastic. There's an element of when these things happen, you know, what is so heartening is that everyone wants to help in some way, and it's just about galvanizing a bit of support. That's why, you know, thank you for getting in touch so quickly, because obviously the more we spread the word, and lots of people have said they've been looking for places to donate stuff, and as I say, we're going to have to pivot if it changes at the last minute, and we're just trying to do the best that we can. We'll see what happens in the next couple of days, but I just want to thank everyone who's been in touch so far. Great Bowden School have been amazing. Their PTA responded very quickly. Spratton Hall School in Northampton, they responded really, really quickly, and their headmasters put us in touch with Earl Spencer, who got in touch with him and said that he wanted to help. So the more that people can spread the word, the better. What we would love is some help. If anyone knows of a packaging company who can lend us some secure plastic boxes that we can pack everything into and take it out, we will obviously bring them back. But to maximize the space in whatever vehicle we take. We don't really want to stack up cardboard boxes because the stuff might get damaged. So if anyone knows of a storage or packing removals company that could lend us a few hundred crates, that would be fantastic. We've been donated the loan of a horse box, which is brilliant for all the pickups, and we can take it back to our storage facility and then sort out the stuff. But if we come to then hiring a vehicle, we'd like to use a local company, obviously, to take a vehicle out. If anyone knew of a lorry or a large vehicle that we could use, if it comes to that, that's our sort of plan B. But at the moment, we'll very kindly, the lady who's donated the horse box for our use until Sunday, will deliver all the stuff down to Newmarket. That's our plan A, and then we'll take it from there.